The new law will extend unemployment benefits for 8 weeks for workers laid off since last March. Wisconsin is the second state to extend benefits by legislation, though benefits were extended automatically in at least two other states. McCallum says there are signs the economy is recovering.
The number of new unemployment claims in Wisconsin has fallen 36% in recent weeks. Statewide, the number of initial claims for benefits fell by 9,000 between the beginning of January and the beginning of February. Now, this is great news. Wisconsin companies are putting an emphasis on retaining their workers as they prepare for the economic turnaround.
McCallum says a turnaround would not reduce the state's projected budget deficit, since it was based on an assumption that the economy would start recovering in the second quarter of this year. The extension of benefits will cost the state's unemployment fund $109 million unless Congress enacts an extension of federal benefits. The federal government would take over paying the additional benefits as soon as a federal law took effect. The Wisconsin UC fund currently has about $1.6 billion, but it's paying benefits at twice the rate of previous years and will be drawn down. As the fund declines, increased taxes on businesses will automatically take effect. The Department of Workforce Development says the fund may drop as low as $100 million by the end of 2004. Several other states have already exhausted their funds and are borrowing from the federal government. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.